We can speak now to Rebecca Edmonds. She's a hypnotherapist in Hereford. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What do you think about compliments? Do you just heard lots of people receiving them there? We do, don't we? Quite often we go, oh, really, this old thing, you know, when actually we should just go, oh, thank you very much.
Well, it's a lovely thing to do. And actually what the science shows is it doesn't just make them feel good. It makes us feel good as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it has a positive effect for both people.
100% on that. My mum used to say a little thing, if you see someone without a smile, give them one of yours. And I think, you know, if you can live by that kind of thing, I mean, we all have our off days, don't we? But generally, if we're all just a bit more aware of one another, maybe the world would be a better place. You work and try to change people's mindsets. What steps can we take?
Right.
What steps can we take at home to do that?
It is a complex area, obviously, but we can really break it down to three key elements, which are really helpful if we want to feel better in ourselves and about ourselves. And in brief outline, the three areas are to engage in positive activity. So that would include exercise that you enjoy, getting as much fresh air and sunlight as you can, engaging in hobbies, interests. So you're covering physical health, mental stimulation, and perhaps if you're a creative person, that's a great thing to do too. So that broadly covers positive activity. Yeah. Then you've got positive social interaction. So exactly what you were finding in the streets, friends together, making each other laugh, people who make you feel good, put a smile on your face, who are uplifting. Mm. And then the final area, and this can be the most challenging for individuals, is positive thinking.
Oh, now.
Now, when I say positive thinking, I don't sort of mean a bland kind of blue skies, fluffy clouds. Mm. What I mean is actually challenging some of the classic negative thoughts that we might get running through our brains, because we all tend to have a sort of negative bias, unfortunately, and that can be very negative, running down what we do, insinuating that we're a failure or not good enough or haven't achieved certain things. And if that is something that we're experiencing, a good and simple way to try and address this is to literally sit down with an old-fashioned pen and paper and list on one side all of those negative thoughts and feelings. Mm. And then in order to try and introduce a degree of objectivity into it, imagine that it was a friend who was saying those things.
Oh, right. You're reframing it in a way, aren't you, in doing
You're
that?
You're reframing it. So imagine that the friend is bringing all these negative thoughts and feelings. And what would you say to them in order to challenge those negative thoughts, to encourage them, to support them, to be compassionate, a bit like your exercise with the compliments, but in a constructive way? And then write all of those down on the opposite side of the piece of paper.
I love that.
And come back to it. So don't just do it once. Every time you feel that narrative getting a bit of a vice grip, go back to what you've written down. Read it through again and again. Add more things to the positive, constructive side. And that's something that I often encourage clients to do. And another really simple but highly effective exercise is that at the end of every day, just jot down three positive things about your day. Mm. Now, we're not living in Hollywood Hills, so they're going to be small things.
Yeah.
It might just be, you know, I'm looking out the window and it's a nice day today. I've given a compliment or I've received a compliment about myself or my work or whatever it is. I have ticked something off the proverbial to-do list. and
little wins, aren't they? They're the little wins in and actually noticing
exactly.
the things. Quite often we take things for granted, but if it is sunny or if you, I don't know, you have just enjoyed that cup of tea, notice it. Do you know, what is it something
exactly.
about, isn't it repetition is the mother of learning? And actually what you've said there, when you write down these things
yes.
and these objective things in terms of what you would say to a friend if they were saying all the things you were saying to yourself, if you keep going over those, eventually it's gonna seep in, isn't it? Because for so long we've had this negative internal chatter. By reversing that and repeating the positive chatter, I like this conversation. Thank you so much, Rebecca. You've made me feel
that's
better
right.
already. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Sam. You can come again. All right.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. I'd be more than happy to.
Well, let me pay you a compliment. Your advice was absolutely spot on and bang on and really helpful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure.
Well, I hope that your readers appreciate it. And what you said at the end is really crucial. Repetition with these small things. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And they will start to bed in and feel more instinctive and automatic over time.
Love that. We're all feeling better already. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you. There you go. It's true, though. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results, aren't you? So if you keep doing something positive, they will become your outcomes. I love. Listen to us. We've gone all deep, haven't we? That was hypnotherapist Rebecca Edmonds from Hereford. Take that with you this weekend. Make note of what she said.